At one time or another, we all need a hand to help us along or save us from disaster.
Either metaphor just might apply to doing your taxes.
2014 Tax Tips are a public service of WAER News and are archived online at waer.org.
Many people trust their tax returns to professionals. Hey, they study the stuff all year, hopefully, and that should allow them to know just what kinds of deductions and tax credits will work out best for you. But as in many things, there are good tax preparers, bad ones, and downright sneaky grifters.
The first thing to do when selecting a preparer is to check qualifications. They should have a preparer tax ID, and you can find out if there are any complaints from the Better Business Bureau. If you're selecting a CPA, the State Board of Accountancy might have complaints or a record of disciplinary actions.
Make sure the preparer offers e-file, which is the quickest way to get the return in and the refund back, plus it offers some safeguards. A good preparer will ask for receipts and records. You also want to ask about fees. It's probably not a good idea to use someone who takes a percentage of your return instead of just a flat fee.
Finally, review everything with explanations before signing, and never sign a blank return. Also, make sure they'll be available to answer any questions that might come up about the return later. You might need them to represent you and their work in the case of an audit. So use a little care choosing the caretaker of your taxes.